Well, as we speak, there are snow crabs scuttling around the ocean floor off Cape Breton with little devices on their backs emitting coded sonic signals. It all sounds very underwater crustacean James Bond, but it's really a research project that's being carried out with the help of the Ocean Tracking Network at Dalhousie. Several different organizations are interested in gathering information about the migratory patterns of snow crab, and the most recent group to get involved is fishermen in Victoria County. Fred Wariski is the executive director of the Ocean Tracking Network, or OTN, and we reached him in Halifax. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, tell me about the Ocean Tracking Network.
Well, we're an infrastructure that puts equipment in the ocean, lets you put electronic tags, acoustic tags on animals, and then document when they're moving, and in some cases, are they surviving to get from point A to point B. So the great beauty of this infrastructure, or highway, if you will, is that it doesn't matter what species you're working on, as long as you have a tag that can be listened for by the equipment that's out there, we can tell you the migration pathways of the animals.
All right, so you have an array of radio receivers out there in the ocean?
These are sonic receivers. Radio
sonic
waves won't penetrate salt water, so you have to come down to sound signals. And up in the Cape Breton area already, Cape Breton University, Bruce Hatcher, has got one of these arrays that we're working with him on in the Bradour Lakes to follow salmon.
Right. We've spoken to him about that before.
There you go.
So you guys will basically sell tags, and people can put them on whatever animal they want, and then you guys say where those tags are.
Not exactly. What we do is we help people get out and then maintain the infrastructure that detects the tags. And then we turn to everybody else and say, we have a highway there. What do you want to drive on it? So they go out and they buy the tags that are appropriate for the animals where they have questions about, and they do that. They put them on, and they control their studies.
So who else, aside from the Victoria County fishermen, is interested in tracking snow crabs through the network?
Oh, there are a couple of groups that are up there. Of course, the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, which has management and science responsibilities for the area, are very, very much involved in these projects. So the groups based out of BIO are there and providing a lot of scientific expertise and tagging some of the animals themselves. Also, as part of the Maritime Link project that's coming across, AMIRA has got a biological team that are doing basic studies of snow crab movements, putting these acoustic tags on, trying to follow their movements. And finally, with the new St. Anne's Bank Marine Protected Area, there's also interest within the group that's responsible for maintaining the Marine Protected Area, understanding the animals that come into there. And it's not just crabs in their case. They also have other migratory animals, like white sharks that come through the south, and they want to know about those.
And what is AMIRA interested in tagging snow crab for?
Well, they have a requirement to get their environmental licenses to operate, to understand whether the transmission line that will come from Newfoundland over to Cape Breton will in any way impact the migration of certain animals that are coming through. There are a couple of possibilities, one of which is the line itself could set up an electromagnetic field, and some of these animals actually use the Earth's magnetic sense to migrate, so potentially that could disrupt them. Or it could be a physical barrier in places where they can't actually trench the cable down into the bottom because it's rock. The proposal is maybe we could just leave it sitting on the surface. But if that's a barrier that blocks an animal's migration, then you have a problem for the population at large. So you don't want to do that. And then what they'd have to do is remedial work where you would put a berm around it, build a berm, basically a ramp over the top of it that would let anything crawl over the top of it. So they're doing the work to understand the basic migrations of snow crabs and whether this cable could impact them.
Okay, and then they might have to go back later, look at that baseline data and say, uh-oh, look, we interrupted that.
They're doing the baseline now, and they will continue the studies on into the future after the project is actually built to see whether there's an impact.
And what are the issues that the Victoria County fishermen are interested in?
Well, I think here what they're really interested in is a fisheries management issue. There are a couple of crab zones that butt up against one another, and one of the zones to the north, which I think is Zone 22, has got a short fishery and a relatively small quota. And the zone just to the south, which I think is 23, has got a larger fishery open for longer and a larger quota. And right now, the way the management of crab stocks is occurring is we're assuming that they're entirely separate populations of crabs in these two areas. And so the low rates of capture in the zone in the north suggests that it's got a low population size and we shouldn't fish it too much, hence the low quotas. But if those animals are actually migrating, and it's really a question of how long am I hanging around in Zone 22 before this big population moves into Zone 23, then there is a possibility that quotas could be adjusted so that more could occur up in that Zone 22 zone. That would be more of a just fisheries management system. So everybody wants to understand the migration dynamics of the crabs and truly know whether it's one and two separate populations, whether it's one population that's moving back and forth between these areas.
And how do you know where the crabs are?
Well, what we have is a tag that goes on to individual crabs, and that has got an individual identification on it. So we always know that this was John Crab that we picked up on this day, and we measured him at this size, and he was released at this point.
And you glue it on?
We glue it on.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes on to the crabs after they've pretty much become adults, and so their terminal molts are done. They're not going to shed their shells anymore. So the tags will stay there, and they're good for, depending on the size of the tags, up to 3-4 years. And then what happens is the animals go back in the water, and we have a series of acoustic receiver stations or lines that are out there in the ocean. And as the crabs come in range of those receivers, the date and time that they're present is recorded. And as they pass from one receiver to the next, we can trace their pathways of their migration.
Do you know how close they are to each receiver?
Well, they have to be within a kilometer's distance, probably more like 800 meters of the receiver to be detected. So we know their location plus or minus 800 meters or so.
In a circle?
Yeah, in a circle around the receivers.
What have you found out so far?
Well, I actually don't control the data here, so that the studies are done by the investigators who put the animals out and actually run this.
But right.
What I can give you as a broad picture is I understand that some of these animals have moved hundreds of kilometers from the first years of putting them out and beginning to establish baseline indications. So it does appear that they are a highly migratory group in this area, but the rest of this is actually just underway within the last, you know, literally months or so. So a lot of the results have not come out yet, and I guess that would be a subject for a future interview, and maybe we'll direct you towards a scientist for that one.
So the groups involved here are Emera and DFO,
yep,
and a group of fishermen from Victoria County who may seem at first glance not to be predictable bed partners.
Well, they all have a common interest in trying to understand the biology of the snow crabs up in this area, and I have been incredibly impressed by the way these groups have been working together. They have gotten like a ball on fire organized to go out and raise the necessary funding in order to purchase their tags and to make things happen. And DFO Science, DFO Management, and the fishermen all want to get the research results that are coming out of this. So it's a wonderful alignment of local interest to the benefit, we hope, of everybody who's up there.
Had you seen that kind of collaboration before?
This one's a new one for me in the sense of we've never quite had this many groups lined up all at one time agreeing that they all want to have these research results at one time. So it's been very, very special.
All right, great. Well, look, Fred, thanks for giving us the rundown. I appreciate it.
My very great pleasure.
Fred Woriski is the Executive Director of the Ocean Tracking Network at Dalhousie University in Halifax.